Praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. You know, I'm always excited to come in your house, your car, on your job, or wherever you may be. Amen. I am excited. Amen. God has made this day for us to rejoice and be glad in it. And I say praise the Lord to everyone this morning. Amen. Listen, my friend, I'm fired up, always fired up, amen, to preach and to teach the word of God. I want to deal with a little subject this morning, amen, praise God, about repentance. But I want to go to the book of Acts in the third chapter, and also we're going to start at the 17th verse. I'll read until we get to the 20th verse of that particular chapter, because I want to bring something to our mind about repentance. Glory be to God. And I'm going to start out in verse number 17. It says, "And now, brethren," as the Apostle Paul talks, amen, praise the Lord, to the saints, he said, "Now, brethren, I would that thou, ignorance, yet do not it as do also your father." So he says, I wish that we would not be as ignorant as our fathers was, amen, about God and about the things of God. "But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of the prophets that Jesus has suffered and he has fulfilled." In other words, he's saying it was prophesied that Christ would do what he done, and God had came and fulfilled everything. But the key to this particular teaching today would be in verse number 19. He says to them, "Repent ye therefore, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you." So it seemed to me that what Paul is doing, he's reminding them that the work that Christ have done, amen, praise the Lord, that he, amen, has performed what the prophets had spoken that he would come and do. And the greatest thing, he said, that the foundation have been laid. God wants you to repent. Repent of the things that you have imagined, the things that you've done, and things that you've said against God. In other words, God has come to open your understanding, amen, what repentance is all about. Because Jesus came preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In other words, God wants us to turn from our sins. You know, that was a great statement made this morning, amen, praise the Lord, as I was talking with one of the greatest men in the radio hosts, amen, a world, amen, Dr. Hampton, praise the Lord, was talking about forgiveness. And when you repent for something, God accepts that repentance. And we got to understand that if God forgives us, Who are you or I to continue to hold that thing to a person's spirit or to their heart? We have to learn as people of God to let things go. And I believe this is what Paul was dealing with too. He was dealing with people who wanted to hold the past teachings of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Let me tell you something. I always tell the people where I pastor, if you never let the past go, you'll never have a future. God could have stayed on his throne. He didn't come down, he had to come down here and preach to us and show us the way. So we need to learn how to repent. We need to learn how to forgive. Amen, praise the Lord, and move on so that we can all have. That's what Jesus did. Amen, praise the Lord. Even at the cross, he forgave the thief, praise the Lord. He forgave even while he was dying for our sins. And we got to understand, we got to stop killing people and learn what true repentance is about. So many people have misunderstood the biblical teaching of the Bible about repentance. It is important to obtain salvation through letting things go. You have to let your sins go. You have to let your mishaps go. Without true biblical repentance, there's no remission, amen, for your sins. There's no forgiveness for the things that you have done. It must be done God's way. And the way God do things, it is a profound change. A profound change to the heart that turns us from sin and from self-righteousness. You know, we have a lot of self-righteous people. A lot of self-righteous people. People sit in the church and they self-righteously, watch this, judge somebody else, amen, sitting right next to them. When they themselves need deliverance, when they themselves need repentance. Now here, if you are in the ocean and I'm on land and you can't swim, I become your salvation because I can rescue you. And I want to tell you now, that's the way God worded. God has put people here to preach and to live this thing. Amen, praise the Lord. To be able to walk in a way to where they can help pull you out of what you bound by and what you can't forgive. They can help you see the way through the gospel. And Paul based this when he was talking to them. He says, and shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. He was preached unto you through the prophet. This is not the first time that you've heard that. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, or I got to forgive. This ain't the first time you heard that. You just got to learn how to break down and forgive and repent for the things that we're saying against each other, toward each other. Amen, praise the Lord, and won't let go. And I'm going to tell you now, we can't be, amen, a people of God if we don't let things go and repent of them. Thousands of people have confessed repentance and never change their heart. Never, never, ever change their heart. You know, it's all right if you mess up. If you mess up, praise God, and you repent of it, and you truly repent of it through the word of God. And like God say, God has forgiven you. But I'm going to tell you, we have the problem with utter. The human side of us do not want to let go. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It doesn't want to let that thing go. People want to hold you to things. But let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, we cannot say we love God. You can't say you love God and hate your brother, your sister, who you see every day. And no man have seen God. Hallelujah. Jesus lives in us, and if the Spirit of God is in you, we're going to have to know how to love each other, forgive each other, and move on. Praise God. I want to share something with you in the book of Corinthians, the 7th chapter, of the book of Corinthians, because we're talking about repentance this morning. And I was moved by the scripture because the scripture says in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and amen, praise the Lord, 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and verse number 10, it really moved me because I saw the way of deliverance for those of us who don't understand. Repentance has to become a conscious thing that you're conscious of. I forgave them for that. I asked God to forgive me for my sins. I believe it. It has to be a pundit of the faith that what you ask God to forgive you for, that is forgiven so you can move on. Amen. Praise God. And Paul said it like this in 2 Corinthians 7 and 10. He said, for godly sorrow worketh repentance. I want you to hear that. He said, godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. In other words, you have become conscious that you need deliverance. Hallelujah. You became conscious. You became conscious of that thing. Conscious of that thing. Amen. Praise God. And he says, godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. So he says, if you continue to hold on to those things, it's going to work death in you. Amen. Not godly death. Amen. To die to Christ, but a death of the flesh, a ways that can't find forgiveness. But amen, praise the Lord. The Bible even tells us the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So we know that if we believe the way that God said for us to get rid of things, confess, get our sins out so we can get saved, but change our life, change our heart, change the way things are in our life through God's word. The only way to do it is through God's word. And you cannot say that you are not conscious of what you're doing. In other words, you can't play church and live with God too. Glory be to God. You got to come to repentance. I mean, the reason why a lot of folk don't change, when you go to church and the preacher's really preaching that word, and not only preaching it, but he's living it, he's being an example. When you hear that word, the word come forward with conviction. It works on your heart. It works on you. It makes you conscious. Even if the preacher's preaching to you, amen, praise God, the word will come direct to you. It will come to your heart to convict you. God's talking. Most people say somebody done told that man my business, but God's talking. God see in your bedroom. Come on, glory to God. God see you swearing, praise God, and singing in a choir. God see you shacking, amen, praise the Lord, and singing in a choir, urshing. And God see your homemonging and trying to preach. Y'all got to help me up in this studio today. God is calling us to repent. The reason why there's so much confusion in the church, because people want to hold things up. But if you stop doing what you're doing and become godly sorrow, repent of it and get healed from it, then people won't have nothing, amen, praise the Lord, to talk about. And the Bible tells us, don't let your good be even spoken of. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to learn how to live this thing. And another thing, you cannot live this way without the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to have, amen, a converted heart. You got, that's what Paul was telling them, repent and be converted. Stop what you're doing and allow the word of God to empower you. Amen, praise the Lord, with a conscience that would say, I would not do this thing before God. Hallelujah. I would not do this thing to my family. Man, get out of that woman's bed. Woman, get out of that man's bed. Man, God made you a man. He didn't make you a woman. Woman, God made you a woman. Come on here. He didn't make you a man. I'm telling you, we got to wake up. Praise God. The church, it's got to wake up and believe God's word. I was listening at what Paul was saying in the book of Romans, the second chapter, amen, praise the Lord, he let us know, amen, praise the Lord, even as we are Gentiles, amen, we're carried away with our lusts, amen, and we, amen, praise the Lord, walk and live in sin, praise God, and we, our conscience, amen, causes us to sin because it's never been tamed by the word of God, amen, praise the Lord. He tells us, he says, therefore there is no respect. In Romans 2 and verse 11 says, for there is no respect of person with God. For as many have sinned without the law shall perish without the law. And many that have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. And what he was saying, he says, and for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, for we, and we were Gentiles, we have not the law. Do by nature the things contained in the law. You know, here's what your conscience is. You know you were doing things against God. You had a conscience of it. But you continue to override your conscience because you didn't really have a godly sorrow heart. Hallelujah. A godly sorrow heart causes you to turn from the things, amen. Even if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, you know you're doing wrong. Glory be to God. A thief know that he stole. A murderer know that he murdered. A kidnapper know what he done. Hallelujah. A liar know he told a lie. Because he keep telling another lie to cover up that lie. Oh, glory to God. An unfaithful man know that he's unfaithful. An unfaithful woman knows she's unfaithful. And a lying preacher know he's lying. And I want to tell you today, I want to talk tall here because we are way off the mark. Glory be to God when it come down to holiness, when it come down to sanctification, when it comes down to pleasing God, we do things over and over, praise God, to try to bring God to an open shame. And we say it, it's the church. And I want to tell you today, the church got to be separated from the world. I wish I could preach up in here today. God is calling us, amen, praise the Lord, to live this thing. Glory be to God. I don't care if you are a Gentile. You still need to have the Holy Ghost. Now, because some folk teach, amen, praise the Lord, that you don't need the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you're going to live right, is that you have the power of God working in you. Amen. You can't please God in your flesh. Flesh and blood shall not enter into the kingdom of God. And the reason why that alcoholic can't get off an alcohol, because that spirit, amen, of desire of the flesh, have became his way of life. He needs to hear the word. That drug dealer needs to hear the word. Glory be to God. That rebellious child that was not brought up in the house of God. Hallelujah. Need to be brought up in under the word. That parent that's trying to raise a kid that don't know God. He says, you're conscious. He said, you have not the law. Or law. Unto themselves, which show the works of the law in our hearts. So the things you're doing it against God. And he says, their conscience also bear them witness. And I want to say this. I remember before I got saved, before God saved me, before he filled me with the Holy Ghost, I remembered how I used to party, and I would come back in, and I would get down on my knees, and I would pray and say, Lord, forgive me. I'm not going to do it anymore. I don't know if anybody know what I'm talking about. We all had that conversation, but we didn't have no power to keep us from doing it, because the very next weekend, you were doing the same thing over and over. That was not true repentance. Because it didn't bring godly sorrow. Godly sorrow deliver you from that demise when you really need it. when you break your heart and say, God, I'm not worried about somebody else's condition. I'm worried about getting my soul right with you. And when we look at us, clean us up, then God can do something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, listen, my friend. Amen. Praise the Lord. Many say, I repented, but you still are powerless to control the sin. But yet your conscience, amen, praise the Lord, tells you that you have a problem. And you know that you have a problem. The scripture explains this. The scripture explains the role of the human conscience as literally the moral law. It testifies of the actions created in the inner discomfort that can lead you to seek repentance. Most people are not happy with what they're doing. All God is saying to you, repent. Repent. I was looking at in the Word of God in the book of Lamentation, I think it is. Yes. I was looking in the book in the Bible, and I was looking at the word in Lamentations. Amen. Praise God. And I found some scripture in there that really touched my heart. And we know that's Jeremiah's book. Praise God. And I know I'm kind of toned down here today, and I thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. But I was looking at that particular scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Lamentation, praise God. In the third chapter, in verse number 40, where it's written, it said, let us search and try our ways and turn again to God. So you have to do a search in your life. You know, you get on the computer and you're saying, I'm going to do a search, you know, and you need to type in, I'm searching to find out what I need to do to get my, you know, pick up your Bible and read it. Hallelujah. There are three things that God released to us. He gives us a mind, number one. He gives us a mind, a conscience. Amen. The next thing he do, he leads us to the way. Amen. Praise the Lord, to find what we need. And number three, we have to either do this. We have to accept it or deny it. And I'm going to tell you now, if you're hurting and you won't change, you'll truly repent, and turn your soul over to God. Amen. Praise God. Because guess what, my friend? When you do that, God, he says, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. And if you open that door and let me in, he says, I and my Father come and we'll sup with you. That's what Jesus said. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll cleanse your house. He'll renew your mindset. He'll drive out the fear that you're having. He'll take away the bitterness from your heart. But you got to try him. You got to give him an opportunity to work with you. I never forget, I gave him that opportunity. And when I gave God that opportunity, I made it a memorial. I said, God, I'm going to meet you here in prayer. Lord, I'm going to be faithful. And let me tell you something. When he empowered me with the Holy Ghost, he changed my life. And if you truly repent, God can change you in a moment. Now, the Bible says in Psalms 103 in verse number 10, the Bible says, he had not dealt with us. And I love this. He had not dealt with us after our sins. Thank you, Lord. Nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. In other words, God says, I'm not looking at you, what you did in the past, if you truly, I want to give you a future. I want to give you, amen, eternal life. I'm not looking at what you done. If you just come to me and truly repent. You got to be godly sorrow, though. You got to be godly sorrow. You got to find that place where you can totally submit yourself to God. So he says, I'm not worried about what you did in the past. That's why I came to die for you. I came to give you a way out. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the life that you need. You cannot enter here unless you truly repent. You have to repent. And you have to stop looking at what other folk do and focus on God. That's the only way you're going to make it. Because there's a lot of stuff out here now. And people are doing and saying anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. And leading people wrong. Leading them in a path of darkness. And telling them, well, it's all right, baby, it's all right. God understands, but do you understand God is not pleased with that? And when we understand that, Lord, you hadn't dealt with all the stuff I done, all that, oh, God, it's bitter to me, God. I can't stand myself. But you saying you'd have forgave me for it. God says, I come that you may have life. Watch it now. Hallelujah. Have what? Life. And have it more abundantly. But you got to get where you can hear this word preach, and you got to accept it. It's me, God, that you're talking to. I'm not worried about nobody else but me. And listen, my friend, at the close of this, I want you to know tonight that there's Bible class at 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax. We're in the town of Colfax, in the village of Colfax, Louisiana. Amen. Praise the Lord. At Victory Christian Outreach Center tonight, praise the Lord, at 6:30. In fact, we start prayer at 6 o'clock. Amen. 6:30, we're going to have empowering the word of God. And for the last few weeks, we've been talking about, amen, the kingdom of heaven. And we've been talking about the characteristics of heaven. And do not you know? That revelation, amen, praise the Lord, is one of the key books, praise God, that we are indulging in. And I want to read this to you. Revelation 21, verse number 8, verse number 7. 21 and 7 say, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my sons. But the fear for the unbeliever, Bo. All the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderer, the whoremonger, the sorcerer, the all-laters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, or the lake of fire and brimstone. And he says, that's the second death. I don't want to be judged like that. Lord, whatever you got to do, I feel like David. Wash me, cleanse me. Wash me with hyssop. Create in me a clean heart. And Lord Jesus, renew the right spirit in me. I'm excited. I hope to see your face tonight. Those of you who are listening, 1015 Main Street, 6 o'clock prayer, 6:30 Bible class. God bless you. I look forward, praise God, to seeing you in the services in Jesus' mighty name. God bless.
K-A-1-T, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.